something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Padder 2 in Padjulie Town Council at Odong Megi Guest House along Padjulie Technical Road. Worship with us on Sundays 9 a.m. to 12 noon, Wednesdays 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 0706-853-332 or 0777-002-372 or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at loveworld360.com. This message is titled An Inheritance for You.
Hallelujah. I want to begin sharing with you from today. You know, God's word blesses us in a special way. God's word blesses us in a special way. God's word is not the same as the word of a man. God's word has the ability to make you become what it says. Hallelujah. It has the ability to make you become what it says. It has the ability to produce in you what it talks about. You can always trust the word of God. See, if you consistently receive God's word into your spirit, it'll change you. You wouldn't even have to make any effort to have that change. If you just keep listening and listening to it consistently, it will change you. Hallelujah. It'll change you. It'll affect you. That's one of the glorious things about the word of God. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus likened it to sowing a seed in the soil. He said, the man who sows the seed in the soil goes to sleep in the night, wakes up in the daytime, goes to sleep in the night, wakes up in the daytime, and then that seed just springs up and he can't tell how. He can't tell how. All he had to do was sow it in good ground. Now, the good ground is your heart that's ready to receive, that's cultivated to receive. What do you mean cultivated to receive? It means that you have already produced the right environment for the word of God to work in you, in your heart. In other words, you've made up your mind, you're not going to doubt the word of God, because doubt is like weeds. When you sow your seeds in the ground and you have weeds, by the time it grows up, it's not going to do very well because of the weeds. You have to de-weed the ground. Some of the times people sow among thorns. And that means that the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, and the loss of other things are around the world. And so when the word of God takes root in you, because of the hostile environment in which the word has been sown, it cannot produce the right results. So it's your responsibility to make sure that you have the right environment in your heart to receive God's word. Amen. Now, we're sharing on, you know, it's always better when you understand the title for yourself. For me, I'm looking at it this way, an inheritance for you. That's what we're beginning to share on from today. There is an inheritance for you. Praise God. There really is an inheritance just for you. You have to learn to think that way. Not because you just want to think that way, but because the Word of God gives us the reason to think that way. God's Word has already told us that we have an inheritance. What do you mean an inheritance? It means that someone has left a property for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's left something for us that actually belongs to us. He's given us something to enjoy, something to possess, something to live by. And we've got to find out about it. I'd like to read to you from the book of Acts, 26th chapter. Paul here recounts his experience on the road to Damascus. And he addresses King Agrippa. He lets him know his encounter with Jesus of Nazareth, whom he had thought to be an ordinary man, until that glorious, blissful day on that road. I'd like to read to you from verse 12 will be all right, in 26th chapter, book of Acts, verse 12. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun shine around about me, and them who journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Now this is beautiful. He doesn't believe in this man Jesus. He knew Jesus died. He knew the man was crucified. But the disciples of the man said that God raised him from the dead, and he doesn't believe it. Saul doesn't believe it. He says they're lying. They stole his body because they knew the grave was empty. So they said they stole his body. He doesn't believe it. So he persecutes the Christians, the believers in Jesus. And then he got letters from the chief priests, got letters from the authorities to go all the way to Damascus and arrest every Christian that he could find. And then on his way, praise God. He says, at midday, you know what it is for another light to shine brighter than the noonday sun? At midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I said, Who art thou, Lord? What a shock he got. He didn't expect the name he heard. Hallelujah. And he said, I am Jesus. That's the man he thought was dead. The voice said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But I like it. You're persecuting me, but he doesn't threaten him. He doesn't even reprimand him. He says, but now look at what you're doing. But I'm overlooking that, and I'm giving you responsibility. Praise God. This is just awesome. Look at it now. I read from the 15th verse again. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet. Saul doesn't believe in this man Jesus. He knew Jesus died. He knew the man was crucified. But the disciples of the man said that God raised him from the dead, and he doesn't believe it. He says they're lying. They stole his body. because they knew the grave was empty. So they said they stole his body. He doesn't believe it. So he persecutes the Christians, the believers in Jesus. And then he got letters from the chief priests, got letters from the authorities to go all the way to Damascus and arrest every Christian that he could find. And then on his way, praise God. He says, at midday, you know what it is for another light to shine brighter than the noonday sun? At midday, O King, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I said, who art thou, Lord? What a shock he got. He didn't expect the name he heard. Hallelujah. And he said, I am Jesus. That's the man he thought was dead. The voice said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But I like it. You're persecuting me, but he doesn't threaten him. He doesn't even reprimand him. He says, but, now look at what you're doing, but I'm overlooking that and I'm giving you responsibility. Praise God. This is just awesome. Look at it now. I read from the 15th verse again. And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet. He said, rise. The man should have been begging on his knees. Is that right? He said, but rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister. Now Jesus is talking. And a witness, but of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I'll appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee. Now look at the big one. This is where we're going all the time. Verse 18. He says, to open their eyes. He says, I'm sending you to the people to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Hallelujah. That they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance. See, the lots of Christians today who have received forgiveness of sins but do not know anything about the inheritance. They don't know anything about the inheritance. They're not aware. Some have heard there is an inheritance, but they don't know what it is. Hallelujah. But there is an inheritance. Jesus sends this man and he says, I want you to go and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins. A better word and the right rendering for it is that they may receive remission of sins. There's a difference between remission and forgiveness. They may receive remission of sins and inheritance among those that are sanctified. Look at these sinners. They're going to get an inheritance among the sanctified ones. Hallelujah. What an honor. Now go to the 20th chapter of the same book. I want to read the 32nd verse. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How many of you know you are growing in the things of God? Now, I don't mean right now, just because if you're hearing this, you feel you're growing right now. I'm not sure that when you had your last meal, that while you were taking it, you felt yourself growing as you were eating. Was that how you felt? No, yeah. So I'm not talking about how you feel right now. But I mean, the Word of God affecting you. I mean, looking back, maybe in the last 1 month, the last 2 months, the last 1 year, are you growing in the Word of God? Hallelujah. It's a marvelous thing to find yourself growing in the things of God. And when you're growing in the things of God, you become more loving, more caring, more truthful, praise God, and then more desirous to know God, more desirous to have fellowship with God's people. It'll show up in you. All the time you just want to be there. But if you don't have that hunger, the hunger to go to church, have fellowship with God's people, listen to the word of God, and just worship the Lord together with others, I question your growing. Because that's one of the signs of true Christian growth. Now somebody may be studying the Bible all by himself and swelling up his knowledge, he's still not growing. You've got to know that. That all of these things must be put together. I mean, if you were put in a room, they just locked you up in a room, and they were feeding you 5 meals a day, 5 Alsatian dogs meals a day. If you had that, you still wouldn't be growing. You would just get fat, but you will not grow. There's a difference between growing and fattening up. So just because you're reading the Bible, you know, there are people who wouldn't go to church and they'll say, well, I just studied the Bible at home today. I just want to, so they just stay there. No, you've got to be balanced in your Christian life. The Bible says, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. This is as the manner of some is. God doesn't like it. So, well, it's the same thing. Sure, you're still here? I asked you to open to the 20th chapter, book of Acts, is that right? And I want to read to you from the 32nd verse. Now it says, and now, brethren, now Paul is writing here, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. Can I have an amen? It says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled, An Inheritance for You. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS. Or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
Do you watch or listen to Pastor Chris Oyakhilome's programs on TV or radio? Have you been blessed? We invite you to join us in blessing many more with the gospel. To make the gospel available to many more, you can join the Love Old Television and Radio Ministry as a media partner and join us in sponsoring TV and radio programs of Pastor Chris on television and radio stations around the world. Join us and be a part of changing lives with the gospel. To sign up as a media partner, please call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@loveo360.com. Once again, you can call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@loveo360.com. As you join us in taking the gospel around the world, we declare that God makes all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Thank you, and God bless you.
I told you about the new book. The title is The Power of Your Mind. Walk in divine excellence through the power of a renewed mind. It's an extraordinary book. Every student should get this book. Every teenager should get this book. Every child, 8 years old, 9 years old, grown men and women need this book. There are few books that talk about the mind. Most of them are not even Christian books. But this one shows you, right from the Word of God, the power of mind management, the tool of the mind, how to use it, what it is, and how to use it. This extraordinary tool that God gave us. Most people don't know what the Bible says about the mind. And I've put it here in a book. Do your best. Hallelujah. Get this book, The Power of Your Mind.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
As a trumpet sound, the dead in Christ will rise.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first." The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. And they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, "Lord, I want to live for you." Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus is the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Pader 2 in Pajuli Town Council at Odong Megi Guest House along Pajuli Technical Road. Worship with us on Sundays, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Wednesdays, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0706-853-332 or 0777-002-372 or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at loveworld360.com. This is a continuation of the message, An Inheritance for You.
Hallelujah. God is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. I love Kenneth Hagin's story. Way back in the 40s, the latter part of the 1940s, when there was a healing wave that came into the church, and so many healing ministers and ministries were being raised. And as the years went by, more and more of them began to demonstrate the gifts of God's Spirit tremendously. But he said he observed something about many of these men. And when they were having a convention one time, he said to them in that convention, he said, when many of you are out, when many of you are gone, by the time many of you are gone, I was to be out there. They said, what do you mean? In other words, he was saying, what I'm doing will outlive what you've done and what you're doing. And they got confused. What do you mean? He said, because I find that a lot of you are building on the gifts, but I am building on the Word of God. And there's a great difference. Now, I said that to say this. A lot of times, we'll find God's people who are building, they're building their lives more on their profession. And although they pray and read the Bible and go to church, but they are actually building on their business or their jobs, or maybe on their some other profession, whatever it is. Sometimes even people build on the gifts, just like he said. They build their lives on those things. But that's not going to work. That's the wrong foundation. Now it says the Word of God is able to build you up. See, the Word of God is able to build you up. Now, this is beautiful. Here you are building your life on the Word of God, and then the Word of God is working in you, building you up. Now, the man whose life is being built on the Word of God and the man whose life is not being built on the Word of God, no matter on what foundation he's being built, in the process of time, there will surely be a great difference in the process of time. I can easily identify with that because some years ago, in the first half of the 1980s, I remember how that so many ministries sprang up. There were so many. And I knew a lot of them, maybe at a distance, really. And I noticed the same thing. Many of them were building on the gifts, building on their popularity with others, building on all the external things that you could see. Some of them building on the finances they got from others or somewhere, wherever it was. But about another 5 years, many of them weren't there anymore. They were gone. I wondered for a long time, what happened to them? Where did they go? I found out in the Word of God, the only sure foundation is the solid Word of God. Hallelujah. The only sure foundation is the solid Word of God. You cannot build a ministry on deliverance. You cannot build a ministry on casting out of devils. You cannot build a ministry on any of those things. A ministry must be built on the Word of God. You cannot build it on human charisma. It just won't work. See? It just won't work. It's got to be built on the Word of God. And when you build it on the Word of God will build you. Hallelujah. The Word of God will build you. And year after year, you go greater and greater and greater. And people just can't understand how you're going. And for so long, they still try to figure out what in the world are you doing. And you know what? When they come close to you, they can't find the thing that you're doing that they are not doing. They can't find it. What does he have? What does he have that we don't have? What's he doing that we're not doing? You just look so ordinary. But that's the way God is. Amen. He takes ordinary people and infuses them with an invisible spirit. Hallelujah. You can't find that spirit. You just know what he does. Amen. Build yourself on the word of God. Now look at this. In the 32nd verse again, it says, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able." Hallelujah. Thank God it is able. It says, "I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able." It's got the ability. It can do it. He says, "Which is able to build you up." Now, it doesn't matter what kind of habits you have in your life. It doesn't matter what kind of, what's wrong with you. If you will turn away from whatever it is and turn your attention on the Lord, you'd be amazed. You'd be amazed what the Word of God will do in you. But you know, sometimes people are fighting. They're fighting something they ought to leave behind. They're fighting it. For example, maybe you find yourself telling lies all the time. "I want to stop lying." And you're crying, "I want to stop lying. I can't understand. I just keep lying." The more you cry about it, the more you're going to lie. "I don't know why. I just can't stop." You just lied again. Because the word of God said you can. So you're just going, you're going that way. You can't live your life that way. Now, the Bible says looking on to Jesus. It actually says looking away unto Jesus. Looking away unto Jesus. In other words, you've set your gaze on something and you've been looking in that direction. Now the Lord says, look away. You know how to look away? Hey, come on here. Can you look away? Look away. Look away from this place. And I want you all to look at this fan over here. Those of you right here, you know how to look away? Now, that's not the same thing as flashing your eyes like that. You're not looking away. To look away means to carry your gaze. Do you understand? It means something more than a blink. It means something more than spying. It means something more. It actually means carrying your attention as you take away your focus, adjust your focus, turn away with all of your attention. You know, you can look at something and your attention is still over here. You understand? But it says, looking away unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Looking away means turn away. Forget about what you were looking at. Now look this way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, "Now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up." Turn to the word. Meditate on the word of God, because the word of God will cleanse you. I mean, it will purge you. You don't want to get changed, run away from the word. Hallelujah. But you see, staying in the word of God is the right thing to do. Amen. You want to find yourself growing, developing in the things of God. Turn to the word. Hallelujah. Turn to the word. It'll change you. You know what Jesus said in his prayer in the 17th chapter, St. John's Gospel, while praying to the Father? He said to the Lord, he said, "Sanctify them," talking about his disciples. He said, "Sanctify them," he was praying to the Father, "sanctify them through thy truth." Then he said, "Thy word is truth." He's telling us that we can be sanctified through the word. As we study the word of God and it comes into our spirits, you know, the right place for the word of God is the human spirit. Now, when the word of God gets into your mind, it gets into that reasoning realm, and The reasoning realm is hostile to the Word of God. It's hostile to the Word of God. And they are reasoning and thinking, well, is it really this way? Is it that way? Well, I'm going to think about believing it. Maybe I'll believe it. Maybe I wouldn't. Well, I'll think about what I'm going to use it or not. Well, you're reasoning, and the Bible says casting down reasonings. Hallelujah. See, the Word of God is not for the reasoning realm. It's for the human spirit. That's the right place for the Word. Now, I always tell you, faith is actually the response of the human spirit to the Word of God. When the Word of God gets into your spirit, can it get there? You say, how does the Word get into my spirit? I tell you. Firstly, your mind is the doorway to the human spirit. Your mind. If your mind is blocked, the Word of God can't get into your spirit. Your mind is the doorway to the human spirit. Which means the first thing you do when you want the Word of God to get into your spirit is to set your mind on the Word. For example, what I'm sharing now can only get into your spirit when you focus your mind, your thinking, in line with what I'm saying, without necessarily trying to reason it out, but accepting it as it's coming to you into your understanding. Because the Word of God carries in it spiritual understanding. It'll deposit spiritual understanding, hallelujah, in you. In other words, all the fires will come together. You understand? All the fires will come in that program. How many of you get it? You're downloading this program, and it's coming with all the necessary fires. All the installation fires are coming. Mm-hmm. Are you catching it? And by the time you download this stuff, then you run your setup. If you don't understand that, get acquainted with computers. It's a computer age. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. You get the Word of God in you. Get it in you. Let it run through you. He says the Word of God is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. Brothers and sisters, when Jesus comes into a man's life, if he were poor, he would stop being poor. I want you to get this. Now, it doesn't matter how many people preach against prosperity. See, when you're born again, it's too late to be poor. The only way you can remain poor after you're born again is to refuse knowledge. So God says, my people are crushed because of the lack of knowledge. They're crushed. They're brought under. They're made poor. They're oppressed because of the lack of knowledge. Now, what knowledge is he talking about? Spiritual knowledge. The Greek calls it epignosis. It's talking about specific knowledge, no assumptions. It's absolute. It's the revelation knowledge of God's Word that comes into a human spirit and just enlightens you and takes you, catapults you into another realm of life. You just know that you know. Hallelujah. And you know, by the time you start living according to that knowledge, people will think you're a booster. That's the way they look at you. Think you're boasting again. Because from then on, you just can't think like you're poor. It's impossible. And you can't think poor. You can't think so. Not because you're struggling and trying to become rich. You just can't think you're poor. You can't think so because you know you're rich. There is a knowing in you. You have come to find out that you cannot be rated by your bank account. You cannot be rated by all the property you got in your house. You just know. You may only have one shed on your back, but you just know you got more than enough.
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, And you want the life of Christ in your heart. You want Jesus Christ come into your heart. I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0706-853-332 or 0777-002-372 or send a mail to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Pader 2 in Pajule Town Council at Odong Megi Guest House along Pajule Technical Road. Worship with us on Sundays, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, Wednesdays, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0706-853-332 or 0777-002-372 or send a mail to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com. This message is titled, An Inheritance for You. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovoradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.